Radio.
Nothing to watch on TV? That's why you're listening to Barrett Talk on DVRadio.net, WDVR.
This ain't reality TV!
It's all there, black and white, clear as crystal!
It was at this moment that he knew he fucked up.
Oh, rude! Well, isn't that special?
Bloody, don't you think you should rephrase that?
Mama said that.
Good day, sir!
Now class is dismissed, gentlemen.
Please remember, the views and opinions expressed by this show or any other show on DV Radio and its guests are strictly those of said individuals and do not reflect those of the DV Radio staff, nor the staff of Dysfunctional Veterans.
I am the first dick in your ear, Boner Wood, so it's going to be a hard one tonight.
Oh, God damn it, Boner, that's just not even fair.
This is Barracks Talk.
This is Inside the Nut House, man.
We got Sergeant Wardog.
Oh, I just broke out of the rubber room, dog.
The Bacon Man himself, oink.
You are truly putting the D in the B when it comes to DV Radio.
Mr. Recoil.
I prefer to be referred to as Belly and Down.
And don't know where the fuck Google is.
I told you, it's my computer, it's not me.
That's exactly how I feel.
We probably had a few too many to drink, you know what I'm saying?
20 bucks.
Can I get a thimbleful of Sweet Baby Ray's, please?
We don't have it.
Saturday's gonna be even more entertaining.
Illogical.
We still have the DV Radio store for those wondering. Shit's still there. You can buy shit.
Buying shit's good, okay?
Oh, we haven't even gotten there yet.
You fucking got me there already.
Love and military barracks talking around this motherfucker.
How's your back feeling after that penis reduction?
Oh.
You're tuned in to WDVR on DVRadio.net.
Because this is how it is on DV Radio.
That is how it is right on WDVR, DVRadio.net. It's May 27th, 2023. It is technically our Memorial Day Barracks Talk special. Because Memorial Day is this coming Monday, May 29th. So, yeah, I'm Boner Wood. Tonight we got with us the highly constipated woodturner man himself. It's Joaquin Watai, PTS Dog. It's JJ.
What's up?
What's happening, man? Did you get any of that casserole?
Casserole?
Castor oil. Jesus, fucking open up your ears.
You said, did you get any of that casserole?
Jesus. You gotta say casserole.
Like, oh yeah, you I baked it up and saw like some rice and some broccoli and some chicken. It was good.
No man, you gotta say casserole, because if you don't say casserole, they're gonna be like, what the fuck are you talking about getting me some mad casserole, man? What's that shit? Over in hot fucking ass, dry ass, flat ass, Texas, we got the crown eating Marine himself. I don't know if he's dropped any acid tonight, but I know he was dog ass fucking tired because he just woke up when I called him earlier. And Sergeant Wardog.
Psych war gang. Fuck around and find out.
Gang, gang, gang. Oh, shit. And no, we do not have Oink tonight. As he mentioned, I believe it was Thursday, actually, when we'd done our pop-up show. They are doing some overtime up at the base to get some fucking markings back down and redo all that shit. And I was like, I was telling Wardog during a pre-show, it's a damn shame they're doing it on fucking Memorial Day weekend. Oh, it's the military for you. Anyway. Oh, so yeah, we did have a pop-up show Thursday. No, that podcast is not up because I have a lot of shit going on. I have to get ready for the Memorial Day show Monday, and I've been doing shit with the website, and I've been contacting people. And yeah, it's just, woo. Anyway, and thank you all for joining us live tonight. Huge shout out, as always, to our ever so poignant timing with tuning in our personal listener, the Fed, up in Washington at the United States Capitol. We do appreciate you listening to us dysfunctional.
Yo, what's
fucking
up,
veterans.
Fed? Don't shoot my dog.
he went there. He fucking went there. Fuck those bitches. And then across the seas, as always, we got our German friend out in Castle. And then we got some other assholes listening in the States down in Florida. Actually, I take that back. That might be War Dog's mom. So thank you, Mama War Dog, if you're listening. I hope I didn't offend you.
If it's not, you don't know. She could be an asshole. We've never met her.
If it's not Mama War Dog, you an asshole.
Hey, we're some, equal opportunity offenders.
Right. We got somebody listening over in Arizona and Washington State and obviously Mama Fester listening. Where's Mayhem? Where's Mayhem? Where the fuck's Mayhem?
I don't know, but CV66 is in chat. Good evening, brother.
Oh, hello. That's the Arizona listener right there. That's CV. See, I remember CV. I remember. See, I wasn't looking at chat when I was looking at the map. I can't do both. Oh, shit. We try to have an annual Memorial Day Barracks Talk and Barracks Party. This is just to basically interlude, I guess you would say, to our Memorial Day Barracks Party on Monday. If you've missed the post, I did put it up about half an hour ago over on DV Radio, and I did share it to the DV Farm page. If you have a name you'd like honored during tonight or during our show Monday, the Memorial Day Barracks Party show, please list them in the comments for us. If you'd like to recognize their unit, their branch of service, time served, wars, theaters, anything like that, you can give that info as well. We'll read as many as we can. If anybody drops any on there tonight as well as Monday, we'll go through as many as we can that time as well. Is there anything else business-wise that I'm forgetting?
Sounds like you covered it, bro.
IR shit.
IR shit. The fuck? What the hell? It does look like over on the farm page where I shared that post, we do have a few names, so I'll read those in a little bit. We'll wait until we go on into the show a little bit. But I made a post earlier this morning, I believe it was, around noontime maybe. I can't remember exactly when it was. But I said, come join us. And over on Twitter, I thought I put it on fucking Facebook too, but apparently I didn't. But I did get it out on the 10-minute post. And I basically said, don't spend the weekend alone walking down that dark tunnel. And the reason I said that is because this time of year is, I think, one of the hardest for all of us that have served. Could be wrong. But it's not just tonight that I think, you should come listen and laugh and listen to us be fucking retards. it's every show we have, because we're always being stupid. We're giving one another a hard time. Half the time we're highlighting other companies and nonprofits and all that good stuff. And we're going to have some guests coming in a few weeks from Regiment Gaming, on top of, some other stuff we've got in the poop shoot. To work out. Yeah, I said poop shoot, JJ.
Yeah, fuck you, Bo. Fucking asshole.
Fucking JJ over there pulling a Dumb and Dumber in his bathroom before the show.
I love you too, bitch.
I love you.
See, I can make the harsh shitting jokes because I have the poop disease. I have the shitty disease. I've got a friend, and I was like, yeah, I got the poop disease. It's bad today. And she was like, never, ever, as long as we live, call it the poop disease ever again. Oh, me. But no, just, you know, if it's your first time listening, try to tune in more. Listen to the podcast. Share the podcast. Share the show and let your friends know. And if you know any organizations or anything out there, have them reach out to us. info@dvradio.net. Be sure to CC Oink at dvradio.net and PTS Dog at dvradio.net. In case I miss it, because I drop the ball once in a while going through emails because I get a shit ton of spam and all that other shit, you know, because that's how emails work. But anyway, is there anything you guys want to say about Memorial Day right now or this weekend?
No, not really.
No.
I do have something to talk about, but I don't have anything special for saying about Memorial Day except fucking reach out. Don't be stupid. Don't be like Bob.
Yeah.
If you're having issues, please reach out.
We love Bob, but don't be like Bob.
Don't be like Bob. Bob's a fucking moron. I've told him that to, well, not to his face because he's in fucking jail. Yeah, but I've told him.
Yeah. I mean, I think we all would say it to his face if we had the chance. Yeah. You stupid motherfucker. And he'd be like, yep. I agree. and that goes on the other side too, right? Reach out to people. Fucking reach the fuck out. Even if it's just to say, yo, what the fuck happened? It's been a few months. It's been a minute. Just catch up. All right. It's not that hard. I know we're not all perfect at it, but the least you can do is reach out from time to time and make sure that they're all right, that they're doing good. All that jizzy jazz. And if there is something bothering you, you ain't got to talk about it, but talk about something. All right.
Just talk.
Shit. I bitched to JJ and all the other assholes around here, War Dog and all the DV radio hosts in the fucking messenger for some stupid reason half the time. So, and half the time they're like, what the fuck's what? But nah. War Dog, did you say you had something?
No, I didn't have anything in particular either, bro.
All right. I did have one thing that I do want to mention about this weekend and Monday. If you're drinking, don't drive. For all that might be fucking holy, don't fucking drive. Please. I'm begging you.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I don't care what you do in your spare time. I really don't. Go have a good time. Go celebrate. Remember however you want and feel the need is best. But don't fucking drive if you're going to get out here and drink. I don't care how old you are. I don't care how good you think you are when you're drunk. Don't fucking do it. Don't fucking do it. Aight. Oh, damn it. Betsy Ross is working tonight.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I was going to get her on the show. Anyway. Anyway, let's get all the, since we got all that bullshit out of the way. So, we had our show Thursday. You guys, I think just talked, we basically talked about the week prior, right? Last week, because we didn't want to ruin tonight's show with not having anything to talk about. So with that in mind, how have you guys been this week? Who wants to start?
I'll go because I dropped a link in the chat. And let me explain it. Been pretty good since Thursday. But Friday night, one of my admins on the PTS Dog in the PTS Dog group, she lost her oldest son to a industrial accident last year, and she and her younger son have been going to a therapeutic riding kennel. Friday night, in the middle of the night, they got a frantic call. The barn burned down, and her son is the only one who could calm his horse at the horse that he works with at the kennel or the stable. So they did have another building that they cleaned out Saturday to house the horses, but they lost all their tack, all their assistive riding gear for disabled
clientele. They lost, I mean, the tack room and the main barn all burned down. The horses are in an open-sided stable right now, which is fine. It's summer, so they're okay. But they're having to rebuild. So I just linked their Facebook post in the chat with their Amazon wish list for the things they need to get things back moving forward. And a really cool community down there. I think it's Chesterfield, Georgia, has really come together behind them. The local tractor supply is helping out with supplies for the horses. The local bank is helping sponsor. They do have a lot of help, but it's a huge thing when you've lost years of accumulation of tack and just cleaning supplies and all that. I mean, there's just a lot. So if you can help, please do. If you can't help, please share, spread the word. And I'm sure that the more people that see it, the better, more help they'll be able to get.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And they're located in Georgia. Is that right?
Yeah. Hang on. Let me click the. Sorry. Yeah. Facebook's being actually stupid. So I had to go back to my phone. They're in Cartersville, Georgia.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. Okay. So beyondlimitsriding.org is their website. Is that right?
Beyondlimitsriding.org. Yes.
Okay.
And I'm going to tell you this, this organization has saved my moderator's son's life. He took the loss of his brother very, very, very difficult, very hard. They're good people. They really are a force for good in their community, and they do work with veterans. So, yeah, just share it, pass it along.
Absolutely.
It's been a wild 2 days. That happened. Some other shit happened that I'm really not going to talk about. And then some good shit happened.
That's good.
So, and I don't know if you want to bring that up now or talk about it later, because we do have like 2 hours to fill or an hour and a half or whatever. So,
well, I mean, I was just going to go for an hour, but if you guys really want to go that.
Oh, no. Hey, an hour tonight is good. So I'm tired as fuck. I keep waking at 5 a.m. and I can't stop waking up at 5 a.m. I'm like, fuck waking up at 5 a.m. And then I wake up at 5 a.m.
Yep. I had about a month where I was waking up anywhere between 3 and 5 on the fucking dot every fucking day. It didn't matter what time I went to sleep. It didn't matter what time I fucking woke up between 3 and fucking 5 every goddamn day. And I was done. I think it's when I checked out there for a minute from everybody.
The only good thing that I can say is at least Munchie doesn't wake me up at 4 anymore. Because there for about a year, it was 4 a.m. So.
I feel that.
Oh, Munchie turned 3 yesterday.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I forgot about that. I was going to ask you if you gave Munchie a nice steak or anything.
Yeah, we cooked up a pork chop and chopped it up and shared it between her and the other two.
That's definitely not a steak, but okay.
They got a pork chop. I didn't have any steak in the fridge.
Bullshit. Before you tell us about...
I'm fucking a Ford steak right now. For real.
Hey, look, just go out here and slaughter some shit, all right? I don't want to hear your fucking excuses. Before we go into the other good happenings that happened for you, JJ, Wardog, how's your week been, brother?
Oh, man, it's been doctor's appointments on more doctor's appointments, man. Did an MRI, got new hearing aids, went for another something else. Just doctors on doctors this week.
But did they make you turn your head and cough?
You're right. You're right. Yeah, I'll take that back. I'll take any complaints related to that back, seriously.
Bro, I'm at that age. I got to fucking do that shit this summer. I'm not looking forward to it.
Dude, I would tell you what. I had my first prostate exam because I was shitting out a shit ton of blood. And y'all motherfuckers over here complaining. Go you're fuck right. yourselves. Just
because you enjoy taking it up the ass, Poe.
Dude, I wish I enjoyed taking it up the ass after that motherfucking shit. Holy, dude, I'm telling you what. Fuck that. Fuck that. I've made the joke that I cannot be a gay person, a gay guy, for the fact that my gag reflexes is like on a fucking whole nother level. But that prostate exam solidified that. Like, hell no. Hell no.
Bo went out and got a tattoo that said exit only right up on his right cheek after that.
Oh, wow.
I got a tramp stamp that said exit only. What are you talking about? Front and center on the ass. That's where is that? Nah. I'm going to tell you, dude, we make jokes about that and all. The fact that the only way to check for prostate cancer is to stick a fucking finger up your asshole in this day and age fucking boggles my motherfucking. It's like sticking a goddamn camera up your asshole to search your fucking colon. Like I have to do every 3 fucking years. What? Really?
They're not giving you the telemetry pills yet?
Because my Crohn's is so bad, they don't want to miss anything.
I guess that makes sense because you can like swallow a camera now.
Yeah, they're not 360 though.
Oh, got to have that asshole 360 vision.
I fucking dude. Like what I did, it didn't bother me the first 100 times I had a colonoscopy. Then I went to the fucking VA and got a goddamn colonoscopy. Let me tell you, don't fucking do it. Especially if they're like, hey, we're going to give you Benadryl and Valium while we give you a colonoscopy. Don't fucking do it. Cause your ass is most likely going to wake up halfway during the goddamn motherfucking colonoscopy. And the helping nurse is going to put her hand on your shoulder and say, sweetie, we're not done yet. Go back to sleep. What the fuck did you just say to me?
And the doctor's going to be like, just take it. Take it like a man.
Anyway, I need to stop talking about colonoscopies and finger up assholes.
No, man, we need to joke it up because that's what I have to do this summer.
When's your date? When's your D card get taken away?
Well, I have I don't know. I have a consultation in July, which even even if they sent me to community care, it would have been same time frame. So right. They're like, look, we can send you to community care, but you'll be waiting just as long. Everybody's got a backlog. So, cause you know, they stopped doing cancer screenings and fucking colonoscopies during COVID.
Really?
Because that makes a lot of fucking sense. How many people are going to die because they stopped doing procedures because they're afraid of fucking cold?
I've got a lot of things to say about that, but I won't say it.
I'm serious. How many people have misdiagnoses or are getting the diagnoses 2 years late because of that COVID bullshit?
Yep.
Because of the lockdowns.
Yep.
I mean, we have not seen the end of the repercussions of that stupid fucking horseshit.
Well, I know. And we'll see it for the next 50, 60 years, at least, at the least. Yeah. What else you got going on, War Dog? I don't know if you finished or not a while ago, because we started talking about JJ losing his virginity this summer.
No, nothing much, man. I mean, I'm slowly, I was going to take an outdoors TV producer course, between the photography portion or the videography portion and the editing portion, I'm just not going to be able to pull it off. But I'm really ready to take the next step and get out of Instagram only videos, man. I want to be able to expand and put out a full, I don't know, from starting with 5-minute films to, you know, to hopefully a half hour type of deal with, you know, with spots for commercials and all.
Definitely. But,
I really want to get the ball rolling on the outdoors TV, man.
I'm going to tell you, man, that's one thing that I absolutely love is that. Is the creation and the edit. I love it. I wish that I wasn't immobile. I would be doing, you motherfuckers wouldn't hear Bo much. Let me put it that way. You really wouldn't. You really fucking wouldn't. Hopefully we can get all scars aren't visible going in the next couple of years if we can get some funding for that. And hopefully, fingers crossed, testicle hairs crossed, all that good stuff. Anyway. So, JJ, you said you had something good that happened this week.
Yeah, so about two or three weeks ago, we had to fill in the backstory. Okay. TikTok is figuring out that they make most of their money through live videos. You can buy coins and gift creators live, and TikTok takes a ludicrous amount of that money. But people like that system. So they don't care that TikTok takes 98% of what they spend when they're trying to support a creator. They don't care. And so anyway, I got recruited by a live agency. TikTok just opened up to third-party live agencies. And what that means is I have a direct liaison between me and TikTok in case something happens. You know, my account gets suspended for some stupid reason or whatever, which I have taken a couple of bans because, you know, I said naughty words like go fuck yourself. But to an individual, that's called hateful behavior. Yeah, they went whining to mommy TikTok. Anyway, so I go live anyway because it's just kind of nice to have a third person or an audience. Plus, I really enjoy teaching wood turning. I really enjoy sharing my knowledge. And so I'm like, well, fuck it. I go live all the time. So this live agency contacted me because I do spend probably 10 or 12 hours a week live. And I don't have to pay them a penny. They don't pay me a penny. I still get paid the same whatever I'm gifted on TikTok. But they have direct access between me and TikTok. I'm at the head of the queue in the algorithm when I go live, so I get more people in initially. And I've seen larger audiences in my lives. In fact, I had like 13,000 for more than an hour last Saturday, I think. Saturday or Sunday. I made $100 at live, which means if you do the math, I received 21,200 something coins. I got $100, which means I got 0.005 cents per coin. So that tells you something about what TikTok's taking off the top. But TikTok pays the live agency. I'm not paying them. There's no obligation. If they piss me off, I can quit at any time. There's no penalty for me. So I'm like, okay, yeah, fuck it. I mean, it's not going to hurt. I'm going to go live whether you're there or not. And so this weekend, they're doing a Heroes of Live spotlight or feature TikTok wide because of Memorial Day. And the agency put me in, and I'm going live in front of the largest audience I've ever reached tomorrow afternoon at 2 p.m. Eastern. So
hell yeah.
Yeah.
Congratulations, baby.
I'm looking forward to it. I mean, it's going to be pretty cool. And again, like I said, I would be doing it no matter what. I'd do it either way. This is just a little added benefit and hopefully brings in. I got a big, because I have further reach, I had a guy who owns two construction companies in California contact me because he's learning to turn. And he started asking me some questions and stuff. And he is like, I never looked, you know, thanks for teaching me that. Like, he asked specific questions. I can go out, hop on, start a video and show and teach that what he's asking about. This motherfucker donated $500, which is 2/3 of what I need to get my cameras and a switcher and get set up so that I can actually do multi-camera landscape orientation live on TikTok and YouTube. And pretty much anywhere else. So hopefully this weekend, tomorrow with the feature, I'll be able to get the rest of the money together so that I can get all the cameras and shit and get up and do multi-camera recording and multi-camera live broadcasts and demos. And I can start charging for demos with multiple cameras live. So I'm really excited about that opportunity. Should be a pretty good time. But more so, and what I'm really excited about tomorrow, I usually somebody asks me why I started turning, and I tell them the story. You know, Bob said, hey, come out to the shop, blah, blah, blah. And I actually had a veteran reach back to me yesterday and say, hey, thanks for talking about mental health. I figured out that woodworking helps me too, and I really appreciate that you're out there talking about it and open about it. And Nevermore and I were talking about it yesterday about how we want to approach that tomorrow, because the question is going to come up specifically spotlighting veterans, and it's Memorial Day. So we're planning to tell the story of how Bob brought me out to the shop, and we're going to say, you know, hey, there's good and there's bad. And Bob didn't take his own advice. He's spending the rest of his life in prison. And we're going to talk about it. We're going to bring it up. We're going to talk about all of that shit, but we're going to try to keep it as light as, you know, we're going to be informative, but we're certainly not going to let it get dark. Because Memorial Day is definitely not the time for all that dark shit to come in, you know. Yeah. But it's a good opportunity to reach out and say things like, and I go live every Saturday night at dvradio.net, Barracks Talk, and, you know, all that good shit. So,
yeah,
I'm looking forward to it. Looking forward to it.
I really love that all the blood, sweat, and tears and close calls with fucking pieces of wood flying off the goddamn have actually paid off. I mean, I know at one time JJ was like, I'm basically just digging a hole and getting myself deeper and deeper. There was a time he almost gave up. I'm gonna tell you that right now. He did.
But we all do that, don't we?
Yep.
We all get to a point where we're like, I don't see where this ain't doing nothing for me. I'm not going, I'm not, you know, nothing's working. We all do that, you know? And I just was like, you know what? Fuck it. I know what helps me, helps my head. So I'm just going to keep my head down and keep slogging. Mm-hmm. And it is paying off. It is literally is, I've been paying my dues. I've been putting in my time and it's starting to pay off.
Yep.
So, oh, and I'm doing a demonstration for the Worldwide Woodturners on July 7th. It better be July. If it's June, I'm not prepared.
And just to go back to what I was getting ready to say, though, I'm damn proud of JJ, and I know a lot of people are like, you know, you. How do I want to put this so it doesn't sound stupid? You are doing something that's oversaturated, but in reality, it's not oversaturated, right? Handwork, and I say handwork as in hand art, like creating art and viable products with your hands from your brain that you can't go to a fucking Wally World that doesn't sponsor us, so I'll just call them Wally World. That you can't go and buy off the shelf. And this is what I invest in. That's what I invest in. Like I'm not ashamed to say it. I've helped JJ get a lot of his shit started, like the pins, for example. He kept talking about the pins, and finally one day I was like, I'm going to shut him up and get him to pin shit. And
now I make some of the nicest pins, and I'm not bragging. Now I make some of the nicest pins you'll find handmade.
And I won't lie, it did take about 3 months for his pin that he made for me to get to my house, but that's okay.
Dude, the mail. That was the United Postal Service, man. Why you gotta blame me? I had shipped that shit like a month before Christmas. I shipped that bitch in November.
Oh, it got here in what, like January, February?
February. It took them 3 months. Like, I could have walked there and dropped your pen off and walked home 10 times by the time that shit got there.
Oh, shit. And I know people are probably like, well, he gives you stuff. He has given me some of his work. However, I have bought quite a few things from him and he gets mad, just like Philip at Ubora Coffee. Why the fuck did you buy that? And it's because one, they fucking deserve it. And two, it, in my mind, I'm not supporting you, even if you are a friend, if I'm just like, hey, that's pretty, I would like to have one, and you just give it to me. That, in my opinion, isn't supporting the artist. So I can't tell you how proud of you I am, first off. And I know if I'm going to tell mama about this, and she's going to be so ecstatic, because you can ask JJ every time he gives her something when he comes to the house. Oh my God, dude. Like it's like she just had a newborn. Like she just glows and her like turns red.
Oh my God, it's so pretty.
she does. You know she does every time. So yeah, I'm damn proud of you, brother. And if you guys are wondering how to watch his TikTok, go to TikTok.com/@Watai_woodturning. Or you can go to his link tree and it's down there at the bottom. It's the little TikTok thing. Go ahead and follow him so you get notified when he goes live. Yeah. Damn proud of you, brother. Damn proud of you.
Thank you.
Hell yeah, man. Same here.
I mean, at least one of us is getting out of this damn shithole.
I don't know about all that.
Oh, shit.
I just bought this shithole, man. Give me a minute. Let me break some stuff.
Oh, damn. It does, though, right? It does feel like, you know, we're living in a small town and we've worked our asses off and finally one of us has left the fucking side street.
I'm fucking B-Rabbit up in this bitch.
Knees weak, palms are sweaty. The spaghetti got sweat already.
Already threw up all the spaghetti.
If you got one shot for one opportunity.
Shit, we're not right.
Anyway. One of these days, DV Radio is going to blow up and we're going to be like, God damn, we ain't ready.
That's exactly where my head's right at right now. I'm like, well, holy shit. I don't know if I'm ready for this fucking shit. you know what the worst possibility, actually, I mean, I could just freeze up and fucking drop the ball. I'm not going to do that.
Yeah.
You know what I guess I'm kind of afraid of is that, first of all, my store gets bought out and I get buried in custom orders. Mm-hmm. That would be a really good problem to have. Mm-hmm. Where, yeah, I just end up with a waiting list. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
That would be a really good problem. I mean, I've got a custom piece that needs to go out. I need to finish up, polish up Monday and get in the mail Tuesday. I have a fellow veteran and his wife just bought a house on the other side of Thomas or other side of Lexington, like right kind of in a triangle between Thomasville, Lexington, and Winston-Salem out there in that real pretty area. They mm-hmm. just bought a house and they want a full dinner service set for eight, hand turned.
Damn.
And I'm like, yeah, I can do it. And I'm going to give you a good price, but it's going to be expensive.
Yeah, actually, I can't think of dude's name. He built it's a chicken, geese, turkey coop, because his chicken coop wasn't big enough to hold all the chicken, geese, and turkey. And he said, all told, I probably spent about $2,000 building this in about 8 months. And if I was to do this for somebody, it would be about $6,000. And I was like, nah, it'd be $10,000. If I spent that much time on that, it'd be easily $10,000. I'm sorry.
A full service for eight, that's a lot of work.
Yeah.
And the hard part is duplication. I'm going to have to make templates for each piece and turn to the template. I'm not a production turner. I'm capable of it, but I'm not a production turner. That is going to suck.
Yeah, that's one thing. We're slowly bringing back Entwined Chaos. And that was one thing that me and Fox was like, yeah, we're not going to do duplicates as far as exact anything. If we do duplicates of anything, there's going to be differences in it to some extent. Yeah. I don't care what it is. And
well, but also things like if you're doing Harley Quinn bats, It's, shut the fuck unless up. You're fucking printing the pattern on the bat, it's next to impossible to duplicate it.
I'm telling you, I've done two of those motherfuckers and I'll never do another one.
Yeah.
I'll never do another one.
It's next to impossible to duplicate it. It's just, you can't.
Yeah.
Unless you make a stencil or find a way to, you know, with a rotary and some kind of wild printing setup, find a way to print it. You can't. And it's the same. What people don't understand is, like, you know, you got guys that turn 100 balusters for a set of stairs.
Yeah.
And they turn the same pattern over and over. But when you set each one of those down next to each other, no two are exactly alike. It doesn't exist. A human, we can get close, but we're not going to turn it exactly alike. Now, that's why they came up with shaper machines, where you just fucking throw a stack of 4x4 blanks into a hopper and they roll down through a shaper and it just goes and spins it all out one at a time. Boop, boop, boop. Takes half an hour. You got 100 balusters. Because humans are incapable of perfect duplication.
Well, it's funny that you brought up the Harley Quinn bats, because I'd made that one for Nevermore and I probably had 8 or 10 people like, oh, I'd love to have one and blah, 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 blah.
And you're like, $1,000, bitch.
I'm not joking. The first one I quoted, I was like $450, because it's a lot of work. It truly is a lot of work because it's all hand done minus the bat. I was going to get JJ to turn the bats for me, but at the time he couldn't turn a full Louisville Slugger.
Yeah, I still can't, but I will be able to very soon.
Right. And I was like, if I buy the bat and I do everything else, it's still a lot of time and a lot of work. So the second one that I did end up making, it was a custom order and I quoted them $450 plus shipping. I was like, I can't hold the shipping on this because this is going to be easily $40+ for shipping because of the size of the box that you'd have to put it in. And it's an oblong shape, right? Because most boxes are square/rectangle. And they're like, cool. Yeah, do this, do that. They paid me like $20 up front. And I've never heard back from them. So what did I have to do? I had to sand off all the custom work on here because it was for this person and their partner. So I had to fucking sand away all this fucking custom work I'd done and had to redo all this other shit to make it a quote unquote official Harley Quinn bat. And when we open back up Entwined Chaos and start selling shit, that bitch is easily $600. I'm sorry. You can go fuck yourself. It's the last one I'll ever make. I'm never doing another one. I had to do it twice. The cheapest I think I'll take is $550 at this point. I'm not even joking. Like, and I know people are like, oh, that's a lot of money for a bat. You go fucking do it. Tell me you wouldn't charge that much for a fucking bat.
Yeah. You make it then. You don't spend the money.
And you know, people,
why are bowls still so expensive? I hand them a log and say, here, make one yourself.
And you know, this isn't some shit you go to fucking Walmart or fucking Toys R Us or whatever and buy off the shelf. Cause they did. They made some nice Harley Quinn Louisville Sluggers, but they didn't look Harley Quinn to me as far as accuracy. And I hated them. I fucking hated them. But anyway, get off our soapbox for a minute. Here too. Hashtag here too, like said. Talking about the weather with Mama Pete. Oh shit. As I mentioned earlier, if you want to honor anybody tonight or this Monday on Memorial Day Barracks Party show, you can go over to DV Radio and there's a post there that you can put those names on if you would like to give their or recognize them along with their unit, branch of service, time served, wars, theaters. Please put that in there as well. We do have a few. From Jonathan Brown, we got Warren. And if I fuck up any names, I am sorry. I do apologize. I'll say that right off the bat. Jonathan Brown has Warren McCullough, Navy Frogman, Boat Crew 4, World War II, Silver Star, with V for actions on the safe hand prior to Marine landing, fair winds and fallen seas. Lee Norwood, Lance Corporal Highland Lynn Crowder, August 23rd, 1968, killed in action, Quantum, Vietnam. Trip Anderson, Thomas Emmett Anderson, 3rd Army Ranger, 1975. From Allison Fentress, Sergeant, wait. Senior Master Sergeant, sorry. I was like, what? What for a second? George Lloyd, United States Air Force, Operation Enduring Freedom. And David Asman, would like to mention his dad, John G. Asman, World War II vet who served in the U.S. Army Signal Corps. Wow. I haven't heard much about the Signal Corps in a minute. And like I said, if you'd like to recognize anybody for Memorial Day, you can go over to DV Radio, leave those comments on that post. There's also one on DV Farm that we shared over there, and we'll get out as many names as possible. Come Monday when we do our show, it will be at 20:30, 8:30 Eastern Standard Time right here on DVRadio.net. If you can't get over here on DVRadio.net to chat in the chat room Monday night, you can download the Radio King app. Just search for DV Radio once you're inside the app and start listening away. You can also listen to the podcast on Podbean, and look for DV Radio. And, please, I ask of anybody really that I truly mean, just spread the word, share the podcast, share the post. Yes, I make jokes and I do sound serious when I say you got assholes aren't buying anything. But that's just honestly to help us pay bills and to keep shit going and hopefully grow DV Radio. That's the word I was looking for. Fucking grow. If you are interested in purchasing something from the DV Radio store, we have everything from DV Radio merch to PTS Dog, Betsy Ross, Sergeant War Dogs, I Saint Him, and Psych Ward Gang stuff, as well as Change Unchained and DV Against DV merch, which all those profits go to Change Unchained. And anything that's not under the DV Radio moniker goes to those individuals, organizations, and nonprofits, like DV Farm. That merch, those merch sales, all that goes to DV Farm. Sergeant War Dog's merch sales goes to him, PTS Dog, him, Betsy Ross, all that good stuff. The only, exclusion is, or the only, it wouldn't be exclusion, would it? The only, help me out with the word here, JJ. Caveat would be DV Against DV merch goes to Change Unchained along with the Change Unchained bumper stickers, the Your Life Matters bumper stickers, and the t-shirt. We have a t-shirt. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Yes. I love that. I need to get that t-shirt my damn self. I'm late. This is how lazy I am. I ain't got our own shit. and I do love the Your Life Matters PTS without the D t-shirt. It's JJ sent it to me and said, make this a shirt. I said, say no more. Says on the back, the natural response to trauma in order to preserve your life cannot be considered a disorder. We've got t-shirts, mugs, and those little
I remember who said that to me. Somebody said that and I'm like, oh, that's a t-shirt.
Yeah, I don't remember who you said either. I just remember you're like, t-shirt. And I was like, all right.
Yep. That was totally immediately. I was like, yeah, t-shirt. Totally a t-shirt.
Like, as soon as he sent that to me, I opened up my Affinity software and started working on it. Like, literally. Because I think I had it to him within, like, 5 or 10 minutes. He's like, yes, yeah. That.
Yeah, pretty quick. Pretty good.
And I'd love to see some of you guys wearing that skater grunge design that I created. I love that fucking design. I don't know why. That's probably in the top of the top favorites right there that I've created. I love that fucking design. I see it and I'm just like,
bro,
please be careful the way you make that sound.
We were watching wrestling a couple of weeks ago. It was AEW on Wednesday night, and they had this match at a man, I don't know if y'all were listening to who the fuck I'm talking about, but anyway, his name's Matt Hardy and he lives in Cameron, North Carolina, and he calls it the Hardy compound, his house. So they had a match there and they had this guy named Isaiah and he shows up and he's on the top of this roof and all you hear is, and then he fucking dives off this goddamn roof. He gets up and Matt looks at it and goes, what was it he said? I knew you'd come. Orgasmic Jones, I knew you'd come. And then Isaiah looks at him and he goes, I always come, baby. And he's like, The fucking sexual innuendos in that goddamn match was fucking great. Go fuck yourself if you don't like wrestling. I'll send you guys that clip so you can be like, oh, that's fucking great. Because it's some shit we would do here on the show, except we're not fighting one another. Oh, man. But I guess it's about that time. We don't have Oink to do his usual spiel, so I hope one of you guys can do it. But I guess we'll go ahead and start. Whatever you guys want to say as far as, you know, last thoughts for our listeners, Memorial Day weekend and coming up on Memorial Day Monday.
Yeah. Well, just go ahead, War Dog, go for it, bro.
I was just going to say, remember to stay tuned for the upcoming Fuck Around and Find Out segments of Veteran Violence, Psych Ward Gang, representing mental health in the military community, as well as Objective Zero and the Objective Zero app. And finally, do not be ashamed to use the digits 988, option one, if you happen to run into any mental health crisis.
100%. And I know we, for some of you, it's beating a dead horse, telling you about 988, telling you about Objective Zero and telling you to reach out. But if we don't talk about it, we're not providing towards the mission. We're not continuing the mission that DV originally set out to be what it is, which is dark humor and helping veterans in a time of need, whether it's, you know, suicide or needing resources or transitioning, whether it's from the military back into civilian life, or you just got out of rehab and this, that, and the other, whatever it is. And I know, like I said, it sounds like we're beating a dead horse, but that's what this is all about, right? And we never know if a listener is new, whether it's on a live show or on a podcast or whatever. And that's why we say the same thing over and over every episode, every last 5 or 10 minutes. You hear War Dog mention the exact same thing. You hear Oink mention the exact same thing. You hear me and JJ saying the exact same things with a few minor differences here and there. But that's what it's all about. And we make jokes and we have our serious moments. But if we're not contributing to what our mission originally was, the fuck are we doing here? You know what I mean?
Right. I know. Right.
And then you add on Psych Ward Gang and it just get crazy up in this bitch. You know what I'm saying? It just gets crazy.
Oh, yeah.
As for Fuck Around and Find Out, I am working on a few things as far as an intro so I can throw it to War Dog and see what his thoughts are. I have a feeling no matter what I throw him, he's gonna be like, yeah, that's hot, baby. That's hot. That's fire. So do stay tuned for that. We don't have a debut date yet, cause we have had a lot of things going on the last couple of weeks, but stay tuned for that. And, JJ.
I just, look, Memorial Day can be a difficult time of, you know, reflection and don't let it get you down. Don't let it get you down. Like what I've said, man, 988, option one, objective zero. This weekend can be the busiest weekend for veterans who feel like they've lost hope. And I just want to encourage you not to lose hope, but to pick up your phone and reach out and spend a little time talking about it. And I would like to challenge everybody listening, instead of grieving for those lost, to celebrate their lives, to celebrate those who went before us. And, you know, I'm pretty sure most of those brothers and sisters that we did lose wouldn't want us feeling miserable and sad, but would want us having another beer and pouring a little bit out for the homie and having that barbecue and celebrating who they were when they were with us. So I'd like to encourage you to do that.
100%. If you're still listening, please continue to listen. I hadn't planned on it, but I will play the Memorial Day tribute that I've played since 2018. Don't forget, we've got Objective Zero. It's an app on your iOS and Android device, and also it's on a computer. So if you don't like using smartphones and tablets like moi, yours truly, use the desktop app. You can be completely anonymous, 100%. There is no reason for you to put in your first and last real name unless you absolutely want to. You get to choose who you want to speak to as well. There's ambassadors standing by 24/7. It works. You don't have to talk about what's on your mind that's bothering you. I've said it 100 times. Just talk to somebody that gives a fuck. That's what it's there for. So go talk to them. You can talk to them through text, like Messenger. You can talk through them like it's a phone call. You can talk to them like it's a video conference. It doesn't matter. You choose your terms and conditions as far as who you talk to, whether it's male, female, Army, Navy, fucking infantryman or cook or whatever. It doesn't matter. You get to choose. If they're available, obviously, if that particular MOS is available, but 9 times out of 10, there's quite a few ambassadors there for you to choose from. That's Objective Zero. Go get it on your iOS and Android devices. And if you don't like to use that, those mobile devices, go to your, computer and use that. For those that, do want to purchase something on DV Radio store, you can go to dvradio.net. And I will tell you, from June 1st through June 5th, you get 20% off of everything. All you have to do is click the redeem button. If you don't click the redeem button, you don't get 20% off. So be sure you click that redeem button. It's June 1st through June 5th, dvradio.net. Click on the DV Radio store. And we also have the book giveaway going on through June 3rd. So go sign up. All you have to do is click on the newsletter link, go sign up for DV Radio's newsletter. It's completely free. We don't spam you. We may send 2 in 1 week and then miss 5 weeks and send you a fucking newsletter. But go try to win those 7 signed books from JJ, Carla Nimitz, and Betsy Ross. If that's all, I guess that
what me both send you the books.
Yeah, I need to get up with you to get Carla's address too, by the way.
Oh, I have it. Yeah. You need to hit me up, bro.
Yeah, I got you. But if that's all, please stay and listen to the Memorial Day tribute, which will be played Monday as well. Please be safe. If you drink, don't drive. Do the watermelon crawl. For JJ, War Dog, I'm Bonerwood. You just heard Barracks Talk right here on WDVR, DVRadio.net. Be safe this weekend, fucksicles. Until next week.
Bye-bye.
Mr. President, Mr. Vice President, Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, Gold Star families, everyone, we gather here today with a shared attitude of gratitude.
Today is the day we put aside to remember fallen heroes and to pray that no heroes will ever have to die for us again. It's a day of thanks for the valor of others. a day to remember the splendor of America.
They shall grow not old as we that are left grow old. Age shall not weary them, nor the years condemn. At the going down of the sun and in the morning, we will remember them.
I was thinking this morning that across the country, children and their parents will be going to the town parade, and the young ones will sit on the sidewalks and wave their flags as the band goes by. Later, maybe they'll have a cookout or a day at the beach. And that's good, because today is a day to be with the family and to remember.
Holmes said those who serve in our military have hearts that are touched with fire. Having known great things, he said, they are content with silence.
Audie Murphy of the Wild, Wild Courage. Or what else would you call it when a man bounds to the top of a disabled tank, stops an enemy advance, saves lives and rallies his men and all of it single-handedly? When he radioed for artillery support and was asked how close the enemy was to his position, he said, "Wait a minute and I'll let you speak to him." The statue of the three servicemen, the three fighting boys of Vietnam, it too has majesty and more. Perhaps you've seen it. Three rough boys walking together, looking ahead with a steady gaze. There's something wounded about them, a kind of resigned toughness, but there's an unexpected tenderness too. At first you don't really notice, but then you see it. The three are touching each other as if they're supporting each other. They learn not to rely on us. They learn to rely on each other. And they were special in another way. They chose to be faithful. They chose to reject the fashionable skepticism of their time. They chose to believe and answer the call of duty.
Sleep, soldiers, still in honored rest, your truth and valor wearing. The bravest are the tenderest, the loving are the daring.
Thank all of you, and God bless you, and have a day full of memories.
Hit us up on Facebook and Twitter.
That's all, folks.
Goodbye, motherfucker!
Radio.